This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. Welcome to the weekend, everyone. Ross Strasser here. And our show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Remember, our Focus on the Flathead archives, always available at KJJR.com. And another great guest in the studio, and she is not a newcomer to this show. It is Jessie Walther. She's the Executive Director of the Flathead Building Association. Jessie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you're in the studio. Well, the big event is going on right now and going on all weekend long.
Yes.
And we're talking about Home and Garden Showcase 2021.
That's right. It's our big annual event, that and the Parade of Homes, of course. So we're really excited to have the community here in the Valley join us this weekend.
And it's on at the Flathead County Fairgrounds, right? Which building is that, the exhibit building?
It's at the Trade Center building, so kind of on the north end of the Trade Center of the of the fairgrounds. Yep.
Okay. So before we get to all the fun things happening, the giveaways, all those kind of things, tell us about yourself for people who don't know a whole lot about you. You've been doing the executive director thing for a few years now.
Yep, it'll be about 5 years that I've been with the Flathead Building Association. So it's just an awesome group of people, of the building professionals in the Valley here. So it's a great group.
You must meet a lot of new people every year.
We do. We do. We meet a ton at our these events at the building show, Home and Garden Show, and the Parade of Homes.
Yeah. Well, I remember we talked to you last year. We were just talking about the Parade of Homes. It had to go all virtual last year. This is refreshing. We have people actually that are going to be able to come to this event this weekend, and socially distancing, of course.
Yeah.
So what are the protocols that you had to put in place so far to make this happen?
Yes, definitely. We're really happy to be able to host the event this year. Some other shows throughout the state aren't able to go forward, so we really appreciate our Flathead community. We have modified the show quite a bit. We took out a whole row, so we've really spread things out in there a lot to provide some space, and our awesome exhibitors have been really flexible, and they've all modified their booths to create more space. We do have a request to wear masks. So obviously the statewide mandate has lifted, but we think it's a good idea. So we're advising and encouraging it. We don't have tickets this year, so there's no costs. Our generous sponsors, Glacier Bank and many of our other sponsors, have underwritten the ticket costs, so you don't have to buy a ticket. And that way we don't have to handle money and change and all of those things. So that's been very generous.
Well, good. So as far as the spacing of the booth, did you have to do anything in that direction?
Yeah, well, we did, as I mentioned, we took out a whole row. So the whole overall layout is spread out quite a bit. And then we've encouraged all the vendors to kind of allow for social distancing in their booths so that folks can get out of the aisles and not kind of jam up the aisles, but also be able to view things from a safe distance. They've modified their plan. So normally there's a lot of giveaways and kind of freebies. There's not as much of that happening this year, we're sorry to say, but I think everybody understands that adjustment.
Although you will have the big grand prize, that's still going on, and we want to talk about that in a little bit. But what do you think keeps people coming back to this? This has been an amazing building year at the Flathead. I've talked to realtors, builders all over the Flathead, even on this show, and it's spectacular. Kalispell, above all.
Yeah, it is. Well, we all who live here know this is just a beautiful part of the country, and there's just a high interest in folks moving here. And a lot of people that live here are doing upgrades and remodels and sprucing up their homes. So it's a great time of year. We always say the Home and Garden Show is perfect timing. Everybody kind of has spring fever, so it's a great time of year to get out and see all of these landscapers and builders and pavers and all of these things to get excited for the spring season.
Well, they're hearing this right now and they're thinking about remodeling. They should get down to the Flathead County Fairgrounds today or tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd love for everybody to join us. It's a good opportunity. We've got a little of everything there. There's furniture and flooring, cabinets, paint, blinds and window coverings, all the suppliers like Sliders and Builders First Source and equipment rentals, all sorts of things. So really anything you can think of that you would have going on at your home or in your yard. Yeah. We've got somebody there who's really knowledgeable and the professionals to talk to. So it's a really good chance to ask a lot of questions or talk to them and get a job lined up for something you have going on at your home.
Well, the theme is get inspired. I mean, if you're remodeling or doing the yard, I saw that Dudley's Trees, just one you mentioned, even people who are doing landscaping are involved in this thing.
Yep. We've got a bunch of folks that do turf and Dudley who does landscaping, and he's really knowledgeable. So it's a good chance to talk to folks in the know.
Well, who are our sponsors this year again? You mentioned Glacier Bank.
We do. We've got a great list of sponsors. We have Glacier Bank, who's our main co-host, and City Service Valcon, who sponsors that grand prize. And then we have that really generous group of folks who covered the ticket costs. So we've got Builders First Source, Build Magazine, Glacier Bank, Trex, and then some of the suppliers, Empire Building Materials, Orpac, and Coeur d'Alene Window Company.
Wow.
And Big Fork Rentals.
Sounds great. We're going to be back and talk about more of the show going on this weekend. In fact, right now, Fadden County Fairgrounds, and you got to come on by and check it out. We want to thank you for coming back again this year to talk about it. Our guest is Jessie Walters, and she's the executive director of the Flathead Building Association. We're going to be back in just a moment with part two of Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. We are back, part two of Focus on the Flathead. I'm Ross Strauser, and once again, our sponsors on Focus, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, if you'd like to find our archives, past shows, very easy. Just log on to KJJR.com and look at Focus Archives. Special guest back with us. How many times have you been on the show? Is this your second or third time? I can't remember, Jesse.
It's been a few. Yeah, we really appreciate you guys having us.
Well, so we appreciate you coming and giving us all the information, because this is a big event we're talking about this weekend. Jessie Walters, she's executive director of the Flathead Building Association, and this is the weekend, the Home and Garden Showcase. Get inspired is the theme.
Yep.
And so we invite everybody to get to the Flathead County Fairgrounds and have some fun. Take a look around. Shop. You said it at the beginning of last break. Social distancing is going on now. You could feel safe too. Come on by and check it out.
Yeah, we've really tried to reconfigure the show quite a bit to give everybody some more room and spread things out a bit. So
well, let's talk about some fun stuff like the grand prize, City Service Valcon, coming to the table with this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a very generous sponsorship. City Service Valcon donates. So the winner, you can enter. It's free to enter. You visit their booth. They're going to enter people electronically this year, so you don't have to pick up pens and fill out forms. And you can win a $1,000 shopping spree to any FBA, any Flathead Building Association member business. So you could use it at Western Building Center or Sliders or one of the window companies or any
can you
other
use them. It at a combination of
yes,
businesses?
Yes, I think you can.
Well, that's great. Okay, so one more time, how to get signed up to win that?
Yep, just visit when folks are at the show, just head right up to the front. It's the City Service Valcon booth. They've got a pretty big booth. It's right up near our main information booth.
Okay, what are the hours, by the way?
Yeah, the hours are, we're 10 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday, but we're letting folks come in anytime after 9:30. That's another, you know, just so we don't have people lining up or kind of jamming up at the front. We're just sort of having a soft entry anytime after 9:30 a.m.
Is there food out there too? I mean,
we have some great food vendors. We've got Knucklehead Barbecue and Island Noodles, the Red Squirrel Almond guy which are just awesome. We've got coffee there. So we'd love if people want to come and grab something for lunch.
You could spend the whole day now that you said that. I mean, you could eat and you can drink and you can shop. But you also have something else that is going to be given away. The Home and Garden Showcase, a deluxe home makeover gift basket. That's a raffle.
Yes. How does that work? Yep. This is something new this year. So folks can go online to our website, buildingflathead.com. And this one, the grand prize form is free to enter, but this one does have their $25 tickets or 2 for $40 or 5 for $100. And you can win over $5,000 value of a package for a kind of a home makeover. It's a cabinet package and then a whole bunch of credits for doors or other products at some of the suppliers. So we've had our members donate. It's quite an awesome package and they can go online to buy tickets for that.
Direct Source of Kalispell is doing something special as well that we want to mention.
Direct Source is one of our FBA members. So we're going to pull some finalists and then they'll host kind of a fun little party at their business on Kelly Road in Kalispell. And then we'll pull the winner from that group. So it'll be kind of a nice chance. They've got a beautiful showroom there of kitchens and countertops. So it's a great little facility there, and they're very generous to host that.
And they'll be drawing that during the event this
right
weekend.
Shortly after.
After.
Yep, we'll contact the finalists and then they'll hold that event afterwards.
Okay, sounds good. Now, can we take a look ahead to the fall? We have something coming up and it's going to be different this year. It's going to be in person.
The Parade of Homes, that was luck. We were able to hold the Home and Garden Show last year and thankfully this year, but we did have to switch our Parade of Homes to kind of virtual. We did a fall featured builders online where we featured a handful of our builders. So we're really excited to hopefully get to host the parade back again this fall. As you know, there's so much excitement about building in the Valley, and we've got some really talented builders. So we're excited to get back to that event this year.
Well, that's going to be great. People missed it a lot last year, I'm pretty sure. And before you leave, I mean, we have just a minute or so to talk about the sponsors one more time before you leave and then invite everybody out.
Yes, we'd love for everybody to join us this Saturday and Sunday at the Flathead County Fairgrounds. And special thanks to our sponsors, Glacier Bank, Co-host, City Service Falcon, and a whole bunch of extra FBA members who have contributed to make it a free event this year. And we hope you'll join us.
Jesse, thank you so much. It's going on right now. Flathead County Fairgrounds, the building, one more time, is?
Trade Center building at the Fairgrounds.
Yeah, you can't miss it. And this has been Focus on the Flathead. Jesse, thanks for being here again. Got to have you back again before the Parade of Homes to talk about that.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is Focus on the Flathead. News Talk 880 and 107.9. KJJR. Have a great weekend.